Blog Talk Radio.
That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, I want to welcome everybody to Vamp City Dollhouse Radio. By the way, I like that song. I'm not saying I don't like it. We actually picked that song. That's one of our indie artists for the month. I'm super happy. Anyways, I'm sitting here like, that's a good song. Then I hear, I'm like, what the heck is she talking? Okay. Anyways. We're going to keep it going. I want to welcome everybody to Vamp City, another great episode on Dollhouse Radio. Tonight, we are just going to, like, play it by ear. Usually we have topics that we do here at on Vamp City, and we're just going to kind of just play around tonight with the topics, and we're just going to freelance it. We want you guys, we want to definitely encourage you guys to call in tonight, 646-595-4038. Is the number. Press 1 if you want to talk. We want to hear your stories. If you have ghost stories, anything like hauntings, anything you think is paranormal, spiritual, if you have a spiritual story, you've seen an angel, something like that, you came close to death, we want to know about it. Call in, press 1, make sure you press 1. If you're online, you don't press 1, that means you don't want to talk and you just want to listen, so we're going to leave you alone. But if you want to talk, press 1. We will see that you want to talk, and we'll answer your line. Yeah. So I'm going to start the show. We're going to have a quicker show tonight. We're not going to stay on the whole hour and a half because I got some things I have to do. But I definitely didn't want to cancel the show tonight because it's very important that we do this show. So, you know, I had to make it my business to be consistent and make sure that I'm here. So we're going to start the show, and I'm going to bring in my co-host. We have James Acevedo. Is Tyra on tonight, too? I don't see the board. So who do we have tonight?
Well, first of all, you have yours truly doing triple duty today, but it's an honor to do it for you and the house radio. And we have Mr. Timer in his house, who I'd like to congratulate. I'm just assuming that he picked that song, and I loved it. So, Timer, are you in the house?
Timer picked the song.
I'm just assuming. I'm not saying he did, but I have a feeling because he loves that song. I love it, too. To back my man, I love it, too. So I got to side with him.
I wait time to have a conversation with you at this show.
What's good?
I love what's up, Time. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. What's good? It's my favorite.
Hey, Mr.
Timer.
Yes. What's up? That's good.
Yes.
That's cool.
So we have had many shows these past couple of weeks, Summer, that when you weren't here, and I'm sure you went back and listened to some of the shows. We have some interesting topics. A lot of things that a lot of people are talking about right now, and we want to make sure that we're in a loop of everybody, the conversation that's on everybody's mind. And that conversation has been since 2012 is when is the end of the world happening, okay? Now, that's something that every year, if you notice, people have, that's a conversation that comes up. People are predicting things to happen. People are saying things will happen. And then sometimes these big events never come to pass. Now, the conversation that me and James had last week, Timer, was that I personally think when some of these people who are predicting things to happen on this earth, I think they're onto something. I think they really feel things in their spirit, but I think that they're off because they're given dates. And when you give dates, that's what throws everybody off because if you're getting messages from the other side or if you get your message from the other side from God or if it's your angels, I don't think they're going to give you a particular date because that's a little too risque. So I think that he tells certain people certain things. I do believe that. We all know that, okay? But a lot of people are just kind of putting their own little, you know, intuition into it too. Like, well, I think it's going to be, you can't do that. You have to stop doing that. So we kind of said last week to all my prophets, to all the people out there, my messengers, if you get a message from beyond, please stick to the message you got. Don't throw in your own assumptions. Don't throw in your own N plus and et cetera. Do not add things to the message you received. Keep it original. If God gave you a message, deliver that message. Don't add your own little stuff in it. Don't give dates that you weren't given dates. Don't give dates. So what do you guys feel about that? What do you feel about this, Hunter? Because that was very important for me to say. Because I think that people give dates, and they weren't even given a date. If they got a message from God, they weren't given dates. They're just kind of guessing. And when it doesn't happen, it looks like, oh, you know, it ain't nothing going to happen. Or just saying this and that. When something really big seems like it is coming, but nobody knows this, what's going to happen, you know? Nobody knows when. What do you think about the end of times and that all that stuff? Because I said that it's already happening right now. Everybody's waiting for a big date. I think that it's gradually happening every day with earthquakes and different things, tsunamis and floods. I think it's already started. What do you think?
I definitely think that that there's no possible way that I'm in agreement with you as far as, you know, for whomever, you know, when they're dealing with to actually throw a date out to them. I'm also in agreement with you that we are living in the last days, and we've been told that since our elders from the very first days of our lives. Looking at, like you said, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, to the behavior of people, you know, it's quite evident that it appears that we are approaching the last days from the bed that we're creating for ourselves as far as not being independent thinkers. And basically what I'm saying, not being leaders, the world is pretty much following. So, I mean, everything that's going on from Caitlyn Jenner to everything else that's going on is just completely, to me, it completely puts it in perspective that these are the last days we're living in. Because, you know,
right.
speaks of things that we aren't supposed to, you know what I'm saying? It's like the saying, love the sin and hate the sin, you know what I'm saying? But right now we're hating, we're pretty much loving the sin and hating the sinner, you know? So, I mean, it's just, I think everything is completely backwards right now, and I think people, you know, like they say, live, whatever spelled backwards is evil. And I feel like everybody, a lot of us are living backward lives. You know, that's just my man.
Right.
So.
Right. I think something on this earth is happening where a lot of people spiritually are waking up. And how we always talk about people are asleep. I think a lot of people are spiritually waking up now. And
right.
you have people who are getting messages. More and more. And I had a conversation with James the other day, and it really threw me off because I called James and I said, James, you're not going to believe it. Everything we talked about on the last two Vampire shows, I laid down one night and I played a radio show, one of the shows I like to play and listen to, and they had a guest on there this particular night, and she's a prophet. She prophesized about everything I said and everything me and James talked about on the previous two shows. She said things that we had already mentioned, and it lets me know that it's a lot of people that are getting the same thing, the same messages. And what made it worse, I told a dream, another vivid dream I had. James, you remember the dream?
Mm-hmm.
And I told feel what happened last week. Now, when I listened to this show, after I had already told the world about my dream, the day before on the show, I actually put it on Twitter that I had a vivid dream, and I've always had this vivid dream. This one was a little different. And what city did I tell you, James, that it seemed like I was in? I told the city. What city?
You said Las Vegas.
It was Vegas. Vegas, what is the state? The state is Nevada, right?
Nevada, yep.
City of Sin. Sin City.
Girl prophesied that she gave a list of a few cities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those cities on that list was Nevada. And she said she saw water. She saw lots of water. She saw a big earthquake. She saw, people dying. Like, people everywhere was, like, just dead. And just basically she was, like, running. And when she looked back, it was like everything was just disappearing. Like, it was just gone. And I said, if you go back to the show, I prophesied about a dream I had before I even heard the girl speak. And I said the same thing. And I kind of think that we're all getting different. Like, people are getting messages at this point. And I think that we all can. You just have to pay attention. That's why I'm always saying that, Timer and James. Because something spiritually is going on right now.
Right. And with everything that's going on in the Middle East, you know, and everything else from the, like you said, the tsunami to the earthquake to tornadoes. I mean, like San Andreas, I mean, I've always had a dream of being in a tornado, you know, instead of a twister, but, you know, I haven't as of yet, and I don't know if I really want to. But, I mean, like, that movie, San Andreas, I haven't seen it yet. You know, I do plan on seeing it, you know, but I'm fascinated with tornadoes. But I mean, if you look at, you know, like the tornadoes over like the past, what, 5 years, I mean, there's hundreds of tornadoes touching down over a course of, what, 72 hours? I mean, that ish is completely unheard of. You know what I'm saying? We're living in a time where something's off balance. And I mean, and I feel like you said, people are waking up because there are so many events where you can't make it up, you know what I'm saying, from what we're being told by the media, you know, and everything that's going on in the world. It's crazy. So I feel right. like it's from everything that's going on events-wise, it kind of like triggers, like, you know, for someone who that lacks compassion, there is a story that can tap into that compassion, you know what I'm saying, to push that compassion button on that person to entune them to, you know, maybe their truer calling, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, right. And James, what is your feelings on everything with that when we had this discussion and what we're talking about tonight?
Well, it's evident that look at all these things that have been happening within the last few years. I mean, natural disasters and shit happening in society, you know, especially with the cops across the country. It's like a nonstop crap going on and people not respecting one another, weird stuff happening.
The Jade Hound thing. We had a conversation about Jade Hound last week.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
interesting. Is it very interesting to you guys that the situation that happened in Texas the other day,
mm-hmm.
Jade Hound is gearing up to start in July? But they're already there. It's just very interesting that happened in Texas. But, okay, I didn't hear anybody mention that. But
that's a good point. And there was something else, though, that we kind of talked about that was really kind of a coincidence with the Jay Helm. Something
mm-hmm.
else. I forgot what it was, but we were saying, like, yeah, you notice, and this was before the Texas situation, it was something else. Like, I can't put my finger on it. That we were like, hey, you notice that such and such happened, and yet you see where all the states they're going through. I forgot what it was, but it's not a coincidence that all this is happening. And it's almost, oh, that's what we were saying. Now I remember. Well, it hit me. Maybe my guardian angels just tapped me on the shoulder. We were talking about what happened in with Mike Brown. Remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we were saying, you noticed when that happened, all of a sudden they brought out the tanks and, you know, all this army and stuff like that. It was almost like
weird.
A test.
That's weird. Like, why would
Remember?
You need tanks? Yeah, I mean, back in the days, if something like this happened, we talked about Rodney King. If you compare the Rodney King incident to any incident that's going on right now, I mean, the whole city of L.A. was burnt down, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So then the National Guard didn't – I mean, the National Guard and the Army – I don't like to call them the police anymore. The Army, they came out, like, the next day. The police was already in Army uniform, where Rodney King – I mean, it took a couple days before the National Guard actually came to the city. But it looked like our city, we was running wild because they let them do that. It was like almost like, oh, my God, I don't thought that would happen. That's what it was. But it just to me, like when the Michael Brown incident happened, it was almost like, how did y'all get all this stuff? Was it already something that you thought would happen? How did you get all these tanks and gear? Like, it was just weird. Like, how did it all pop up? Like,
exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Nobody asked these questions. And somebody has to ask these questions because when you think about it, it could be Timer. It could have been you. It could have
Absolutely.
Been me.
Anybody.
So I will hold somebody start asking questions. We need to stop being so relaxed on these type of situations, okay? Because it just seems like if you don't speak up and talk, people are scared to speak up and talk because they're scared of what other people will say. They're scared of what, being killed. They're scared of everything. And last time I checked, you don't fear nothing, right? You don't fear nothing because you can kill a person, but what, last time I checked, when you die, because I've been here many times. I don't know about you guys, but I've been here so many times that I've been here thousands and thousands of years. I've been here a long time. I'm an old soul, okay? My soul don't die. So when I'm gone, I'm not gone. I'm gone from this body. But trust me, if I'm supposed to come back, I will find another body. God will permit me to be here by his authority. So I don't fear man. I don't fear what somebody else would say and think. And I'm not going to sit here and fear. So we need to come out of that. You need to come out of that. You need to start speaking up, asking questions. Why this, why that? Because the more people start asking, things will change. But if you sit back and act like everything is okay and you're good with it, guess what? Things will change too, but not in your favor. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we were the very few people, Timer, myself, and you, and other people on this station that brought up that night when we saw that catastrophe, that we said, why the hell are they bringing out tanks and using all this equipment with the all the shit they use? We said it that night, way back, months ago. Very few really said that, to be honest. You know, we're the only really very few that really brought it up besides the other people that were there. They were online, you know, the brave people that were there that actually broadcast it as they were there.
I thought I was seeing, like, I thought I was looking at something in a third world country.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Like, not really.
Exactly.
I was like, is this in, this can't be Missouri. Like, really?
Yeah. This is America? That's what I said. This is America?
America? You get what I'm saying, guys? And not to say that we're too good to have things happen like that. Obviously, we're not. But it just, you think that the people who protect and serve you, they're supposed to be somewhat there to make sure that we're okay. Those are the people that we call to make sure that we're safe. Now it's to the point where we don't want to call them because we don't think, we think you're going to come and kill us and shoot us because we don't trust you.
Right.
You have ruined our trust. It's not a black and white thing.
No.
I don't think so. I think it's a police versus the people thing because the people have lost trust within the law enforcement. And now to get off to that, I think it's something that goes along with a lot of things spiritually that's happening within this world. One of the things of the end times, okay? These are one of the things that I feel that has to come to pass. We will see all these things. People start getting murdered and killed while you're looking at them on live TV. These things are coming to pass. All this stuff is happening. Things that you would never see again because that's what's supposed to happen, I guess. This is what's supposed to happen. Many other things will have to happen before the final, final, final show happens. And I think that a lot of people, they're waiting for this big thing because they think that's it, that's it. No, you have to wake up, people. The last days are already happening. The final countdown is already happening. Every day you wake up, there's something. There's some tragedy. Planes missing. Planes falling out of the sky. Planes going, just disappearing out of the sky. Kids, babies, like a little boy, 12-year-old, what's his name, Tamir, that just basically was playing with a gun, a toy gun, and basically, cops pulled up, said they thought he was 19 years old. That little boy got shot. They shot him dead on the spot. Are you serious? These are the things that are happening. And if you think that you're waiting for one big event, you are going to be for a rude awakening because it has already begun. You are late. You are late to the event because they are already happening as we speak.
It's just
a countdown to when judgment happens, when all that stuff happens. That's what you're waiting for. But everything else is happening in front of your face. It's famine, Ebola. Today they just announced in China there's some type of other deadly disease. Yeah, is it in China or Japan? What are those? It's somewhere over there. Something that they discovered, some type of, I'm not sure what it is. some type of something. I heard it on while I'm asleep. But I need to look it up while I'm online, but I'm here now, because I don't like to talk and not know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But if you guys listen out there and know what I'm talking about, call in and let me know. But I know that it's something, it's another, fatal disease that's going around, and a few people have already died from it, and they said it's spreading fast. Come on, you guys, join the party. It's already happening. You're waiting for the last event. Don't wait for the last event. Trust me, it's already begun. It already has begun. It's already happening. And right now, you're going to be involved. You are involved in the last day. My grandmother told me, you will be here when the last days come, meaning when, and it don't mean the end of the world, people. That doesn't mean that. People get it twisted. Doesn't mean the end of the world. It's just going to be the end of the world for those people who lose their lives. Because a lot of people will. It's just, I can't even explain it. And you know what? When you go, when you get too deep, you don't want to scare people. And when you're talking about stuff like this, it gets really intense. And that's why people turn down their radios, or they don't want to even address the topic, because it gets too intense for some people. And people don't want to hear certain stuff. And sometimes that's why I just keep my mouth shut and say, you know what, just whatever. But I really think that those people who are listening, just be conscious and aware and very attentive of everything that's happening around you right now. This is not by mistake. This is not by chance. These things have to come to pass for the last, for the return, if you want to say. And for anybody who's spiritual out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people have lost so much faith these days that nobody believes no more. Nobody believes in anything. And so many people have walked away from what is real. And you know what's right in your heart, but so many people have chosen to walk away. And to me, that's a sad part. My co-host, do you guys want to comment on anything I'm saying?
Yeah. Everything is evident. You know, Acevedo, you brought up the policing. With the incident that just happened in Texas, it kind of takes us back to a previous show that we did where, you know, the subject was intent. You know, a lot of cops, it's obvious that they go out with the wrong intentions. Like you said, bringing up the mention of the young man, the baby, who was playing with the toy gun and got shot dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If they had taken a different approach, they would have known. You know, if they thought he was 19, you know, from having a conversation, they would have known he was a 19 and so on, so
right.
on. But it's just, I think we all wake up with the wrong intentions at times because of selfish to entertain the world that keeps us in more so of a comfortable zone. You know what I'm saying? We tend to gravitate to things where we find that is comfortable. You know, some people love drama, some people love comedy, some people love suspense. You know what I'm saying? But yet, when it comes to, like you said, people hate to hear the truth of what's going on around them. They'd rather be entertained by a bunch of BS than to seek out the truth. And for those who, once again, you spoke of, that there's going to be a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, with that from you know, what's coming ahead, because, I mean, if you look at what's going on in the world, it is chaos on every corner of the world.
Chaos
so,
everywhere. Yes. I mean,
so
chaos. Capital C, chaos. Everywhere. It's crazy.
Every day.
And so many people are watching it, witnessing it, and I feel that some people, even though a lot of people are spiritually waking up, I think there's so many, like more than half, that are still sleeping. And they see what's going on, and they're just like, okay. And me and James talked about this. And Tamara, we have talked about this on previous shows, where people seem to be untouched by what they're saying. Like you're losing your humanity, where you don't even feel nothing towards, like, to me, the Tamir Rice situation. That should not disappear. That should have been something huge. That should have been something that we are still talking about. That is a child, a 12-year-old child was shot. Shot with not even being questioned, not tasered. And we did not ask questions. No, let me correct that. We asked questions. We did not ask enough. We didn't go in enough. We did not. We're known to just lay down and take everything that's given to us. And we have to stop doing it. And I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about people.
Period.
Because that could have been, Tamir Rice could have been white. He could have been Spanish, black, whoever. Spanish, Chinese, I don't care. It's still a child. It does not matter. And I think that we did not go hard enough on that. People just let it die out. And guess what? People don't even remember it. They ain't even talking about it. I've seen recently they did a protest with him. Five people was outside of somebody's house, I mean somebody's office, protesting about five people. That's it? That is a child. Where are the hundreds and thousands of people at for him? Where are they? You know why? Because there's so many that we can't count. Every day there's somebody else you add to the list of deaths that are happening within this country. So you can't. You kind of have to forget, right? Because there's so many happening every day that it's like, oh, we're on to the next. It's crazy. It has to come to a point where something has to happen. It has to stop. Spiritually, you need to wake up. It begins there. You need to spiritually wake up. Spiritually wake up. You have no idea how much power you have. When you connect with God, you have no idea how much power you have. No idea. You guys don't get it. That means when you hear people say that you you're God's son or God's child, God's daughter, whatever you want to call it, do you know how much that power is? He is the king, meaning that you are royalty. Duh. That means that if he got power, that means he has given you that. And if you don't understand that, it's a lot of people running around here that don't understand who they are. They have no idea who they are and what they're capable of. And it's up to you to choose which way you go. You can use your power for dark. We can use our power for our light. You have the choice. And it's a lot of people running around don't use their power at all. They're not even using it for dark. They don't even know that power. They have power. And when you don't know, you just lay down and take everything that they're giving you. You just take everything. You just go along with the program because you are sheep. That's what it is.
Man.
I choose to be a sheep. I don't make sheep noises. I've never been an animal. So guess what? I am not that. I know who I am. And when you know who you are, if nobody can tell you and take away what God has given you, and trust me, I know who I am. Spiritually, untouchable. Trust me. So I need everybody, anybody that's listening right now, this has not been planned. We have not conversed about what we're going to talk about tonight. This is all freestyle. Of what I need to say, what my co-host needs to say tonight. To anybody that's listening tonight, you need to get it together. You need to really get it together and spiritually wake up, because you're going to be in for a rude awakening. The countdown has begun. That's one message that the girl said that I didn't talk about. She said in her dream, an angel showed her a clock. It was a clock. And this clock started to count down, and it started to go faster and faster to zero. The angel was telling her to be prepared. The angel told her that it is coming soon. The angel told her, you better listen, because this is really like, we're not giving too many more warnings. It's happening, people. We have been on these shows since how long? For almost it's been like, 6-7 months now? We've been doing Vance City. We have given many shows, Timer James, right? Well, we have told people, time is running out. We have said this. time's running out. Come on. You better spiritually wake up, I'm telling you. And if you haven't picked your side, then, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of people ain't even picked sides. You just out there. You just out there. You don't even know what's going on. You just live your life. You're just worrying about what you're going to wear tomorrow, what car you're driving. It's not about that, trust me. Because when the countdown goes to zero, everything that you had going in this life won't mean nada.
Yep.
Nothing.
Zero.
Everything that you have, your little life, you think is something, trust me, it's nothing. And you're going to be in for a rude awakening because it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late for you. And if that's where the part where you're going to see, you're going to look to your left timer, you're going to see people yelling. You're going to see people screaming. James, you're going to look to your right, you're going to see people just running. You're going to see people just like, just crying out. And guess what? He's not going to answer you because you aren't there. You're crying to him now because you see what it is and what he's been telling you. You didn't listen. You know the crazy guy that you call crazy that's on the corner with the signs that says Jesus is coming soon?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy ain't going to be so crazy. You'll see. You'll see soon. So keep that in mind. You can take heed to what you want. But trust me, everybody ain't getting all these messages for nothing. I don't know that girl. But for some reason, she seemed to share the same dream I had. Okay? I have listened to numerous other prophets who fears other people who have said the same thing. That is kind of weird that, guess what, none of us know each other. That's the one thing we have in common. We don't know each other. How is it that we say the same thing? To the point where I named a city, where she named the same city, she saw the same stuff. That's weird. You don't think that's weird?
It's too much of a coincidence after a while. More than it is a coincidence.
That's right. It's a cold, right. It cold coincidence. So to me, I'd rather be safe than sorry. That's just me.
Yeah.
I'd rather be safe than sorry. Because I'm not going to be one of those people like, oh gosh, it was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's it. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
And then what you going to do? Then what you going to do? The life that you know here means nothing. You better think. You better think wisely, too.
Better wake up. Like I say.
I just feel like...
I'm saying. Go ahead, timer.
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, at this point in time, we just move fast. You know, it's like when we get a call, get a text, we move too fast.
Right.
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, we should put, you know what I'm saying, because anytime we leave the crib, it's simply, you know what I'm saying, we don't know if we're coming back home or not, you know, anybody, you know.
That's right.
So, you know, moving at your own pace, you kind of evade, you pretty much, because, I mean, we all have stories of, because we ran back in to grab our phone and we left, and, you know what I'm saying, then it was a crisis, then, you know, a few minutes ahead of the road, but had you just went ahead and made your move, could have been in the middle of it. I've been there, Andy, I know you've been there at times, you know what I'm saying, Oswego, you know what I'm saying. Everybody has a story of some sort of, like they said, a good die young, and most of the good people that die young have made last-minute moves. I mean, I peaked that at a young age. I mean, it's something that's so obvious. So at the end of the day, I just feel like in order to stay safe, it's just all about moving at your own pace. In other words, don't be sheep.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And everything else will follow, you know what I'm saying? And as long as you believe in God, you know what I'm saying, you're protected. And anything that happens is already written. As long as you're on
the right
team, then you're guaranteed to go. So it is what it is. You know, life is a trip, but, you know, you just got to figure it out.
Did y'all hear what he said? That some of the people, maybe not all, but some of the people who died young, what did you say, Tommy?
They it was last-minute move. I mean, you know, something they weren't planning to do, but they decided to make the move.
Right. You didn't pay attention. That's what I'm talking about, exactly what he just said. When you don't pay attention, you don't hear You don't understand because y'all can't see it and because you're spiritually dead, number one. Not to make fun of you, but it's a lot of you out there that's spiritually dead. And when you're spiritually dead, you don't get to see the angels who are surrounded by you every day, who are just looking at you like, call on us. We're here to help you. We want to help you. We want to help you do this and be better than what you're doing. We want to make, because guess what? Everybody in this life has a mission. Everybody has something they're supposed to do. Everybody has something that you're supposed to be working towards, where God wants you in a certain place at a certain time. And he's saying sometimes some people have more than others. Some people have 10 to 20 angels around them. Some have two. Some have three, because you don't, everybody is different. Your case is different. You have different ones because of, you know, you might need more because you got to go further and do greater things. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we all have something great to do individually, ourselves. And a lot of people just, they don't see that. You don't see that you have all this help. And they're there to help you. They're there to assist you. And you got a team. And you sitting there letting life just pass you by and pass you by. You don't hear none of the signs to give you when danger is in a way. When danger is coming towards you, you still walking towards it. The dark is coming towards you, you still walk towards it.
Because you're distracted.
The thing with me is I saw everything. See, I walk towards the dark because that's what I even though I heard them. I heard them say, don't go that way. Hello? I'm not spiritually dead. But see, the difference is God gave us free will. I chose to. What's over there? What's going on over there? That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, you walk in blind because you don't even hear them even talking to you. That's the difference. You get what I'm saying? So I just think that you got to wake up because, see, just like it's angels surrounding certain people, after a while, how many of those people got demons around them, too?
I was just about to say that. Yep.
Many of them around them. Oh, I mean, just
more
like
than a one. Couple, two, three, four, five. More than that.
Because the angels start backing up because you ain't even using them. They just like, okay, well, you know, try to warn you. Hello, wake up. Message. And that's how things happen. That's how things happen. That's how people just get wiped out of this earth because guess what? You don't even have no more. I'm the type of person, things just come to me, and I can feel it. I can walk into a room and say, get out. I don't have to wait for a ghost to say, get out. My body tells me to get out because I know something ain't right. I can walk into a room and tell what is happening. If it's wrong or if it's something I need to just, you get what I'm saying? I should be involved in. You know. If you don't have that, a lot of you don't have that.
Yeah.
When I'm driving on the road late at night, knowing I should probably be at home anyway, I should be at home. I'm driving home, coming home at 4 a.m. I'm an engaged woman. Coming home at 4 a.m., number one, I'm wrong anyway. I shouldn't be out, okay? Should have my butt at home. Coming home on the freeway and basically a car out of nowhere come rolling 100 miles per hour on the side of me where I was just about to get over. I would have been out of here. I would have been, y'all wouldn't even probably be able to recognize me. I would have been gone. I would have been dead. I was about to get over right when that car came. I didn't even see it. It was no lights on. To me, that was something demonic. Because I didn't even see it. Like, I looked in my rear view like 5 seconds before, nothing was there. And all of a sudden, I was about to get over, and my angel said, don't move. That's what it said. Soon as I was about to get over, the angel said, don't move. That car went, hello, that quick. It took that quick. Because you don't listen. If I didn't listen, I wouldn't be here to be talking to you right now. Listen. Pay attention. Start paying attention. Pay attention.
That's very important, God. Yeah, and that happened to you more than once.
That has happened to me more than once. And
right.
You guys, that's a whole other chapter. But and I'm not going to get into that. But we have to start paying attention. If you don't pay attention, then guess what? Bad things happen. And what Tama just said, good people die young because they probably didn't listen. You didn't get your ones, and you get after a while. God can do so much because He's giving you free will. That means that if you continue to go one way, after a while, He can't stop you. He can't stop you, period, because you have that free will. So He can just let you go, and after a while, you keep going and going and going. It's like, you know what? Guess what? They just want to go. That's it. So, I mean, come on, guys. Wake up. Wake up. You got to wake up. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. We got to be more connected. We got to know who we connected with, you know. Some of you guys out there think you connected with one thing. You ain't connected with that. You connected with something way darker than you think. And I think that we just need to be aware. Be aware. Be aware and make sure that you're spiritually awakened, because you want to make sure that you're spiritually awakened, because then you can receive all these messages, all the things that you need, instructions of what you need to do next, what's coming. You don't have to sit here and wait for me to tell you, because guess what? You already connected. You don't even know you connected. You connected. You just got to turn it on. Y'all turned on off. Turn it on. That's it. The end. The end is the big question. When is end times? That's the big question. 2012 didn't happen. 2015, people saying that, oh, it's happening 2015. Don't worry about a date. Trust me. Don't get the date out your mind. But what it says in the good book, that He will come like a thief in the night. Let me say that again. He can come like a thief in the night. That means that He can come tonight at 12 o'clock. Sorry, 12 o'clock tomorrow night. Like a thief in the night. And if you are not rich and you are not on board, guess what? You might not want to be a part of that thief in the night, because your name ain't on the list. And when judgment comes, it's just crazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, those are just stories. That's not going to happen. Okay, well, let's see. But I'd rather be on this side than that side than saying, oh, it ain't going to happen. I'll tell you that.
Who knows? He might call into this show.
Right. The other people already called in. You know.
We had the other side call in one time, if you remember.
I call in. They said, I don't have the authority. And I mentioned that on the show too before, guys. Remember when that something called in, that demonic person called in?
Yep.
They said, I don't have the authority to say what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you see, one thing about certain stuff spiritually, you got to pay attention to the words that people say. And authority, that word right there told me who you were, because who uses that? Who says that? Because, see, when God gives certain people authority. He gives certain people authority, like your bishops, your people in the church, like the pastors. Not all. Now, let me say that very, let me walk on that very lightly. Not all. Some people, just because they're preachers, don't mean they have authority. You have some bishops who are given authority. It's like they're basically speaking and standing in, like, as God. Like, they could speak. And they're like, you're supposed to, like, you know, listen. And, you know, they're like somebody you're supposed to listen to. Because God has given them the authority to talk and to say things to you and whatever. And some of these people don't. This guy called into the show, and he said that I don't have the authority. Something, something, or nor I have the authority, what he said, to say what I was saying. And we had an interesting topic that night. We were talking about demons and stuff like that, and God and angels. So I thought it was very interesting that person would call in and speak like that, and how his voice changed when he got upset. But it really tickles me, because it just lets me know, like, okay, you're mad, so get over it. But you don't know what authority I have. I don't need to disclose my authority because you don't need to know that. So I didn't have to go on and preach what I have. So, I you know, that's stupid. It's very pointless to even talk about. But I just thought that was interesting. So,
very interesting.
Yeah. But that was happy that, that was good that at least he listened to the show and maybe he got a message from it. Right? Yeah, I know demons listen to the show, so that's great.
Doing something right.
Oh, gosh. You guys better, y'all better understand something. If the devil can quote the Bible word for word, and he knows it better than a lot of people that call themselves Christians, you best believe he knows a lot. He knows, his people know. They probably know more than some people who probably go to church every Sunday because we had this conversation. When you're somebody's enemy, what do you do, first thing what you do with the enemy? You better know everything about them,
everything
they do, everything they speak, everything they talk about, everything they enjoy, everything they hate, every place they go to, what they food they like, what they don't like, their you know, what are
the habits, everything.
You have to know everything. Hello?
Yep.
So, yeah, just like you think the devil don't know everything about, you know, the Bible? Hello? He used to be an angel, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, a lot of people, I think they really, like, you know, I don't know, guys. I really think that spiritually we have to wake up, going back to that, and you have to just be aware of all these things that when you turn on your little TV and you see that recently, I think it was in India somewhere, they just had an earthquake. I think you have to realize your big ending, it's already happening. The last days you are already in. They're already happening. It's not to scare you. It's to just make you aware. Because if you're on the right side, it's nothing to be afraid of. You have no reason to fear, right?
That's true.
Right? So just go along with your day and just be aware. Want my co-host, and I want to post that girl that we talked about, the prophet girl. I want people to listen to what she said. And I think it's very important to listen to her. She did 2 hours on the radio with this guy who interviewed her. And she's a black girl. I want you guys to hear her story and what she said God told her. She said that she had a message from God. She spoke for 2 hours. And she prophesied about all these things in the end that are coming and that will happen. And James and Tyron, guess what she said? Guess what she brought up? She brought up Jadehelm. And that's very interesting because what did we have a conversation about last week? Before I even heard her conversation.
A couple weeks.
We had a conversation about Jadehelm. Mm. She brought up about him. She said she got a message about that. Interesting, right? That's why when I listened to this girl talk after we had just got off of air, I called James the next. I said, James, I couldn't go to sleep. I could not go to sleep. She was talking, and I got up. I said, oh, my gosh. Like, literally, I'm talking. I'm like, oh, my gosh. She just said everything I said. We just had the conversation tonight about Jadehelm. She confirmed some prophecy about Jadehelm and what it is. And I said, wow. This is crazy. It was just like confirmation for me that all the messages I got from my spiritual side, that it was confirmed. Everything I got was confirmed. It was confirmation. My dream I had the other night, it was a confirmation. Everything was confirmed. So that's why I'm telling you guys, trust me. And something else happened, and I'm told that I can only tell a little bit because I can tell you guys later once it all comes together.
Yeah.
But something happened the other day after I told James about the story with the girl and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was told something else, and I was told to do something, and I did it. And basically, I spoke to someone for 1 hour. How me and this person connected? Spiritual. It's all spiritual, baby. But this person does have us. This person is very, 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 very much like in touch with God. Put it like that. Okay? And they said a lot of things that we both kind of went back and forth and confirmed with each other of different prophecies and stuff. And it was very interesting. And once again, it was like a confirmation of everything that I was giving. Because how this person I've never met, how we connected, it was still, it's still crazy to me. And I know what it is, but it's still crazy. And wow. So even though I'm not telling you guys the whole thing because it's still in work, so some things you have to do in secret because you can't just tell everything out there right now. So I'll basically let you know later. But it's crazy. And I just want people to know that when we're speaking and we're talking about certain stuff like this, there is a reason, especially because we've been so on the same subject for the last couple weeks. I just want people to understand that just get a little whiff of that something is up, that you got to pay attention, something's going on. And all your 2012, that's BS. These are the last, these days. I don't know about 2012. I think that was something to throw people off. But I think that it's just a lot. It's a lot of stuff that I can't even connect and say right now, but I don't know how to say more than just be aware. And I just hope that people spiritually wake up so that you can receive your own messages, so you can have your own visions and your own dreams, so that you can see the things that I see and what I'm being told. And even if you listen to other people who prophesize about certain stuff, I just want you to receive it and just listen. Sometimes we don't want to listen to stuff like that, but I think that sometimes you should just listen and follow your heart and see what your heart says. And if it says BS, then that's fine. But if it says something, it's something here I need to listen to, I think you need to pay attention to it. And I think a lot of people are waking up, but I think it's so many that are still sleeping. And I think it will be a lot of people who will still be asleep until the last day, so, which is very sad for me. But,
that's crazy.
That's right.
I really think it's completely crazy. I wouldn't say people are spiritually dead. I would say they're spiritually out of tune. And I mean, when looking at things on a spiritual level, getting in tune, I mean, it does get scary because how deep because of just the experience itself, you know, to be spiritually connected to be shown things, you know, because I used to have deja vu, you know.
Yeah.
All the time, man. I mean, all the time, and it was that feeling. If you've had deja vu, I mean, everybody knows that feeling that comes over your body is like, it's like no other. It's like you don't experience it any other time, but yet, only when you know, say you're going through an episode of actually saying you've experienced deja vu. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean. It's so crazy, and I mean, you know, like, you know, speaking, like, with Abraham Lincoln, he, you know, he drank of his death, you know. I mean, so that itself, that's the deja vu, right? So, I mean, man, it's completely crazy. I mean, just the spiritual, just getting in tune spiritually and knowing everything. powerful it really is. Because, like you said, some of us, we don't know our strengths, but we're all here and have been put here for a purpose. We have a purpose here, you know.
Right.
It's not about just finding it.
And I told someone tonight to listen to this show. And this is someone, I will not name her name because that's not important. I don't think that's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is someone that I consider to be a friend. And I know that recently I saw she went through something very, very, very relevant that's happening to a lot of young people where they feel that life is just so rough and life is so hard and just, you know, not worth it anymore. And a lot of people commit suicide. A lot of people think about committing suicide. And
wow.
I told her to call in tonight. Not call in, but listen tonight because I have a message for her. And my message to her is that you do not understand how precious life is. And the reason why you're still here is because God did not need you yet. You have so much to do, and you cannot cut that short. You need to focus. You have focus. You have so many things that you have to do. You haven't even started your mission yet. You've been thrown off. You've been distracted. You've been basically just, you know, letting your emotions just run wild and control you. But it's time for you to show the world who you really are, meaning not caring what nobody says, letting go of the past and things that have happened to you that has hurt you deeply. It's time to let it go. Because trust me, if you're gone, meaning you're gone away from this world, it's nothing. Nothing you can do about it. You have lost the battle. But if you stay here and you complete your mission of what God has planned for you, that means you have defeated the devil and what he thought he would cut short. See, when you give in and you commit suicide, see, that wasn't God's plan, trust me. That means that's something that's in your ear telling you to do it. Do it. You ain't worth it. You know, it's hard. It's hard. Things happen to you, and you can't take it. You can take it. God doesn't give us anything that we can't take. You're stronger than you think. So I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, I'm so happy that you're still here, and I heard what happened, and I'm happy that, you know, God basically kept you here on this earth. But trust me, he did that because you supposed to be here still. It ain't time for you. And don't you ever think about doing that. Ever.
Right.
Get it together. Concentrate. Focus that energy on your music. You are so gifted. You have so much talent, and if you leave here, you have wasted what God has given you. You have to take that energy, go write some dope songs, everything that you're going through, tell the world about it, because we want to hear it. I want to hear it. What you're going through, what happened, that's going to make great songs, because we can feel it. We know you hurting. Now, one day, you're going to be past it because all the hurt is going to go away, but you have to believe. One day it's going to be better, and you're going to be like, thank God I'm here. Thank God, thank God. And you need to thank God right now. As your angels to surround you and protect you, and I ask them to come and surround and protect you, do your music. Put that energy there, and I promise you the world is going to love you. So that's my message to my friend out there. And, you know, I just ask that You know, you just listen and just, like, give it a shot. You'll never know if you don't try. You've done music for a long time, but I don't think you gave it your best shot. So starting tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, show the world who you are. And music is what you need to be. Forget everything else. New plan.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. We'll be right back. Definitely we want to hear from you guys. Press 1-646-595-4038. Guys, let's go to break real quick. Okay. Thank you.
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up, learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more.
Do it, do it, do it.
And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that, no. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. It's time to go hard in the pain. I throw the X on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit them with a left hook and a right one. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they see, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman.
I be on it. Kill it in a skirt, but I do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something colder. Like the girl in the diner, single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignments. See them all in me, I do it for the deepest. And I'm just beginning, never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO, step on your head. It's what I'm made with. Destined for greatness.
Heart of a soldier, mind of a first lady.
I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. I'm more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. I'm more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman.
All right, we're back, you guys. Van City Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Maya, our good friend of Dollhouse Radio. Maya, her great song. I love that song. So inspiring to me.
Yep.
Superwoman. We've been playing the song. Well, we play a lot of her stuff because we definitely love Maya. So shout out to her, and I want to dedicate that to my friend out there that's listening, because I know she's listening right now. You are a superwoman, sweetie. And I want you to take that and run with it. Show the world who you are. And I want some Grammys. I want, when you get your Grammy, just tell God thank you. Don't, you know, that's all you got to do. Just tell God thank you and, you know, give all your praises to him. Do we have anybody on the line, James, that want to talk? I knew that we had a few people who were asking.
We did have a few, but then they disappeared.
They not seen? Okay.
Yeah, we just had one and then disappeared. We had two before. One was on for a while. Unfortunately,
make sure you guys press one. I know people were holding on, and, you know, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I don't want you guys to just be sitting there. But make sure you press one, because if you don't press one, we don't think you want to talk. We think you just want to listen. So make sure you press one. You can call in right now. Again, for those people who wanted to talk, go ahead and call in, press one, and we'll answer your call. And if you want to say something on the show right now, we'll take calls right now. So we'll wait for those people.
Okay, we got one.
Online.
We got one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go
this
ahead.
Is, this is 843 coming in right now. 843, you're on the air. 843.
843, this is Lorenzo Pryor.
Hi, Lorenzo.
Hey, Mika Mouse. What's happening? Oh, my God.
Mika Mouse.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have to set this up. I have to tell everybody.
Go ahead. Set it up.
I'll set it up. This person on the phone, I have known him since I was a teenager. He's the person who discovered me. He's the person who basically took us in and got us together with our singing group. He got us our record deal. He introduced me into the music business. This is Lorenzo Pryor. He has did records for everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hey, what's happening, you guys?
Hey. Good evening, sir.
Hey, hallelujah. Jehovah God is good.
Yes.
I always wanted to listen to your station, and I'm so proud of you, Mika. I'm proud of you spreading God's word, and I'm so proud of you. And you just keep on going no matter who calls in and says you're not authorized. Yes, you are. You were authorized when you was authorized when you beat out 3 billion of your brothers and sisters to that one egg, and you were born.
Woo!
That gave you the right to be authorized to spread Jehovah God's word and God's word, because God chose you out of 30 billion of your brothers and sisters swimming all to one egg. Now I can tell, I can see if there was 30 million eggs to choose from, but there was only one egg for your 30 billion brothers and sisters to choose from, and you won. So everyone in the world is a winner. Everyone that's born is a winner. They won the most grueling race you can ever win in your whole life, and that's being born into this world.
That's right.
And about life and death, I don't know if you know, but I don't supposed to be here. I died on the operating table 6 years ago, and I've been wanting to talk to you about my death experience. I died for 10 seconds. My heart stopped, my lungs stopped, and I knew I was going to die when I was 12 years old. I told my father that I'm going to die at 50 years old. I didn't know I was going to come back and spread the word, but I was with God 6 years ago on the operating table, and I had an umbilical hernia, and my intestines was coming out of a ripped part of my lining of my stomach. And I had to get that fixed or it would have killed me. So I died of the same anesthesia that Michael Jackson died of. They left me under too long with the same anesthesia. And then 6 months after my death, Michael Jackson died of that same anesthesia.
Oh, wow.
And so when I was with God, Mika, it was so beautiful. My life has changed so drastically,
yes.
And he does exist. And
yes.
I was with him for 10 seconds. I've always wanted to know if God existed, but I didn't want to know from a preacher. I didn't want to know from the Bible. I didn't want to know about blind faith. I asked God, and you got to be careful what you ask for, because if
yes.
you ask for it, he will give it to you.
That's right.
He
yes.
will give it to you. But he was telling me, I cannot meet him in this physical form, because this
yes.
is unholy ground down here. The earth is
right.
for us. He didn't make the earth for him. He made the earth for us, but it's unholy ground. He lives in us. He lives in
yes.
our heart and soul. That's how he's able to exist down here with us. So he basically hinted to me, you're going to have to die in order to meet me, because I am not of flesh and blood and bone.
Right.
I am of a light of a spirit that is so, I just can't even explain it. But when I was with him, I heard him speak with me, but it wasn't a language. It wasn't English. It was almost like only I can understand it. It was just
yeah.
for me. It wasn't
right.
words, but we had lost my brother, and I know I told you we lost my little brother a year before my death. My little
mm-hmm.
brother died a year before my death. And so it would have been, I wanted to stay with God. I didn't want to come back. It was that
yeah.
beautiful. Death was beautiful. But he gave me a choice, that I want to stay with him or return to the living, to spread the good news that he exists. It would have been too much on my mother to bury two sons in a year. So
yes.
I made the unselfish act by coming back to this hellhole. But my covenant with Jehovah God is to tell people that he really does exist. And this
yes.
is for you. This is for you, Mika. God, whenever I do something like this where it's never planned, I know it's Jehovah God telling me to tell this certain person that he is definitely looking at you and he is proud of you. And Jehovah God
yes.
wants me to tell you that he is proud of you and he is blessing you in a way where if you keep on being obedient, you're going to be so worldwide spreading his word. Just keep him first, because this wasn't supposed to happen. I just happened to be on Facebook and I said, let me go on and listen to what she's talking about. And when I heard what you was talking about, it inspired me to find a way to talk to you, because Jehovah God is telling me, tell her that she is my angel.
Yes.
That's it. And that's what he is telling me to tell you and tonight. And I am so proud of you. And keep it up. Keep it up.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Because he does exist. And you're right. What you are ministering to people, the ones that call in, they're not angry at you. They're angry at themselves, because they have so much doubt, and they have so much doubt and insecurities in themselves that when they look in the mirror, they hate themselves. But it's not natural to really hate yourself, so you got to find an escape goat. And that's Satan. That's the
yes.
devil. The devil
yes.
is an escape goat. That's why he escaped out of heaven and God made him to look like a goat.
Yes.
He is an escape
yes.
goat. So he is living
yes.
down here on this earth, and it's easy for him to, it's easy for the devil to persuade a crackhead, a murderer, a thief
yes.
or a liar,
yes.
but it ain't
yes.
really easy for him to get India's, it ain't easy to get Mika's soul. He wants your soul. Your soul is important to him. So people say, why is my soul important to the devil when at the end of days he's going to perish? The devil wants to punish God for making him out of the monstrosity that he is. And the only way that you can punish God is to take a soul like yours away from him and let it go down in the black hole with him. That's the only way the devil can punish God.
Right.
That's right. Totally agree.
I'm done. I'm done.
Well said, brother. Well said.
Thank you. It was so amazing talking to you guys, and God bless you guys. And I'm going to go to sleep. And Mika, you got my phone number. Give me a call. I am so proud of you. And I want to let everybody know that we settled with Kanye West, because, you know, we were suing Kanye West, and we settled with him. And I, with the money, I got me the bombest studio in South Carolina you ever hear in your life. Mika, you need to come to South Carolina and do your album, and I'm going to do your album for free.
Yay!
Yeah, man. I'll do your album for free because I owe you. You know what I was singing? You know what's crazy? You know what I was singing the other day?
What?
I was singing, the sooner you give in, the sooner you'll get to find a love of mine. Oh, my God, you can't tell me we wasn't bad, boy.
Yes.
You need to play some of that album on your show, baby.
I do. I definitely do.
Oh, wow,
you guys.
That's dope.
That was the best album for all those people
tell
out
me,
there.
That's what I like. What I like. Wow.
Yes.
Well, Mika, when you get a chance, give me a call. Let's set it up. Let's do this album. You come down here to South Carolina to visit and see the studio, and keep doing what y'all doing there at that Vamp City. Do it right.
Love you, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
Love you, Mika Mouse. Keep God first, and give me a call when you get a chance. All right, y'all?
All right, good night.
Good night.
Yes, sir.
Night.
Good night.
Yes. All right. Wow. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm super excited. You have no idea how much that means to me. He has been in my life for a long time. And, you know, I mean, this was not by mistake. And I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I am paying attention. What he just said, you guys, remember I told you it was something I couldn't talk about because somebody else I talked to, that whole situation I can't talk about right now? Well, guess what? Some of the things Lorenzo just said, once again, it's a confirmation because some of the things he said, this person told me. And confirmation. I am listening, Father. I am listening, God. Just I'm listening. I'm listening to you, and I'm here. Just keep telling me. Just He's giving me my signs and my messages. I am listening. He is talking. And one thing about some people, when he talks, some people don't listen. And you don't understand how better and greater your life can be if you just listen to what God is saying, because he's directing you. See, when he directs you in a certain way, it can never be bad. It can never be something you're not going to be like, wow. Because, see, some people live life and they think they're rich and, you know, you have money and you have this and that. But, see, when God gives you his riches and the good life, you have never experienced that part of the good life. Trust me. His part of the good life is beyond any money in this world. And it's, like, crazy. I can't explain to you because I'm just getting a little bit of it right now. And I know it. I know what's going to happen. And it's weird. I just know it. And I know what's coming. And I know what's somewhat in my future. and I know it. And I'm just really excited. I just want people to understand that if you don't get that everything that's happening and what we're saying is real, you guys, you I don't know. I don't know how else to explain to you.
Nice.
If you don't take heed of what's been said, then you are already lost. You have already lost the fight. Connect.
Right.
Turn on your spiritual animus. Turn your spiritual engine on, because it's time. The time is now. You have to turn it on. It's time to be prepared. You got to listen to what God is telling you. He's given his out to those people, his people. And I really think sometimes if you ain't hearing a warning, maybe you have already chosen where you want to be. So maybe that's why you're not hearing it. So that means you need to redirect your life and getting good where you're supposed to be at. And you need to recreate a better relationship with him so that you can figure out what you need to do to get right. Something has to change. Oh, my God. This show tonight has been probably one of the best shows in a while for me, because it was not something we planned. We didn't do anything. We kind of just played it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Timer, I want you to go with your final thoughts.
I agree. It's been a great show. I'm good spirited. You know, for that thing you're speaking of, nothing that stands in life is life gets better, just keep living, you know. So, you know, God don't make mistakes. Whatever happens in life happens, you know, it's already written. It's planned. So, I mean, just live life, take one step at a time, you know, and do you, you know. So, stay original. Salute. See you next week. You know, hit me up at The Real Mr. Timer. Well, that's where I'm at.
I love that. That's very good, Mr. Timer. Basically, what you have to do is just basically live your life like I try to do every day, and just keep on pushing. You know, I've always, what Indea said earlier is so true. Life is so precious, and I respect it so much. That even if you go through the worst part of your life, which we've all been through, nobody's above that. You know, you have that intestinal fortitude in you to move forward, because, you know, there's always a better side, you know, on the other side. Just always keep on striving, you know. You know, there's never, you know, you're going to have your bad moments, but there's also going to be good moments, you know. That's how it is. That's what life is. That's what he puts us here, to put us through this stuff. It's part of life. That's what it is. It's part of life. And that's what I do every day. I take the good with the bad and the bad with the good, and you move on. You learn from it. And when you learn from it, it makes you a better person, makes you a stronger person. So to me, just live your life. Don't worry what's going on. I mean, be aware of what's going on, but also do what you have to do in your life to prosper, to better yourself, and hopefully influences other people around you to better themselves. And then we'll have a better world. And until then, just keep doing what you're doing. That's my last words for this evening.
My last thoughts, I want to inspire everybody out there to just be better of whatever you're doing, just to do better. To whatever it is that you want to do, if these are our final days, put it like this.
Yeah.
What do you think you can do if you knew that you only had a certain amount of time and that things are happening? You're somebody who really believes in God, and you knew that it was only a certain amount of time left. What will you do? What are the few things that you want to do beyond just, like, having fun? What are some of the things that you think you need to make happen here on this earth? And I think that one of those things should be talking to other people, speaking to other people, letting them know about God, letting them know things that, you know, messages that you get. You should be speaking to as many people. You should be trying to help as many people as you can, because at the end of the day, life is about not you. It's about others. It's about what you could do for others. You get what I'm saying? It's not always about you. It's about others. It's about what we can do to make somebody else's life better, right? And I think also one of the things that I want to inspire everybody to start thinking about, what are some of the things you want to do? If these are our last days, I mean, I'm not talking about partying and going to the club. We're talking about, like, spiritually. What do you want to do on this earth? What do you want to be like? You know, I want to be known that, you know, I did a lot of things and I, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. But at the same time, I own up to everything I've done. I'm not ashamed of everything I've done, because I know spiritually there's a reason for everything, and that who I am today doesn't have nothing to do with who I was yesterday. You get what I'm saying? So I want to be the best I can be, because who I am now is like my better me than I've ever been, and I want to continue to be her. And I want to do as much as I can on this earth to be better, to help others, to spread the word. And I think that's what it's about. And whatever that is you want to do, just inspire to be more, to do more. That's it. That's it. But more than anything, to those people who are sleeping out there, wake up. Because my voice now is not like, wake up, like I used to say.
Yeah.
The countdown has begun, and it's like I'm now like, wake up, because time is running out. So it's like I'm not like I used to be. I'm not like, wake up. I'm like, wake up, because now it's almost too late. And if you don't wake up, and if you don't get it sooner or later, later will be too late, and it's not going to be no time for you. And you're just going to be one of those people that are just going to be, like, lost and like, oh, my gosh, I should have did this, I should have did that. And trust me, you don't want to be that person. And it's nothing to scare. You just want to make sure that you're prepared and that you're, you know, I'd rather be prepared, safe than sorry. That's it. Until next week's show, you know, I just want everybody out there just to, you know, open your eyes and pay attention. Ask God to send your angels. Ask God to speak to you if there's anything that he needs you to do. So stop waiting for the end time before you're not gone yet. You're here still. You have to do things while you're here. The time is short, so you got to make sure that you do what you need to do.
That's right.
We're here every Monday, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Vamp City. I love all of you guys. If you have any questions, you can hit us up on our Twitter page, Vamp City Show. And we're going to be making a Facebook page, too, because all my Facebook people, they really like to talk more on Facebook for some reason. I really like my Facebook. I think we're going to have to make a Facebook timer, because our Facebook people really, I think they will really join in on some of the topics if we post them up there. So let's do a Facebook for Vamp City. I definitely appreciate everybody. And we want you guys, we want to inspire you guys to call in more, because we want to hear those stories. We want to hear what you've been through. That story tonight with Lorenzo was touching. Like, come on, everybody felt that. So I want more people to be inspired to do what he did tonight, to share his experience, which was a beautiful experience, to say that he saw God. He saw God. How much more could you want to hear? Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Until next week, you guys, we'll see you guys next Monday.
Yes.
I love you guys. Yes, Vamp City Dollhouse Radio. all my co-hosts. Bye. Till next time. See ya.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Adios.
Adios. Buenas noches.
Outside of my head, so